Well, as Srila Saraswati Thakur was fond of saying in his final days, religion means proper adjustment. So you have to have a living understanding. Not that we can simply just give a list and say, do everything on this list. Like that story of the guru and the disciple, they're going along, traveling, and they have so many paraphernalia. And as things are falling off, the guru has to tell the disciple to go pick them up and replace them on the cart. He says, look, here's a list. Anything on this list that falls off the cart, then you have to pick that up and put it back on the cart. Then the guru falls off the cart. And the disciple going along, and going, hey, where are you going? He says, you're not on the list. So, religion means proper adjustment. What is what? To do what? When? Right. We favor the extension of Krishna consciousness to others over all other forms of service. That means kirtan, right? Don't think of kirtan as simply singing and dancing. Srila Prabhupada, if he had chosen to remain in Vrindavan, no one could fault him for that. He could have said reasonably, legitimately, that I've tried my best, now I'm 70 years old, I think I'll just concentrate on my spiritual practices, my bhajan. I'm here at Radha Damodar. I can chant, observe the Vaishnav, Sarachar, etc. I've done my best. Everyone knows that. I've tried to extend Krishna consciousness to others as far as possible. No one could have faulted him if he had made that choice. Except Srila Saraswati Thakur. I'm saying no one could fault him except Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He could not allow his disciples to rest, to retire. Vilasatu Hridi Nityam Bhakti Siddhanta Bani. His real followers, disciples, his voice is in their hearts, constantly impelling them to extend Krishna consciousness to others. As his early followers said, it was as with he had such intensity, it was as if he was forcibly trying to make us taste some nectarine substance. Srila Gurudev very often quotes Bhakti Saranga Goswami Maharaj's opinion on this matter.
Srila Gurudev часто цитирует мнение Бхакти Саранги Госвами Махараджа об этом.
He used to say, I want to die in harness. And that translates variously as die with your boots on, die in the saddle. It means in the throes of battle. So, Sankirtana Yajna, we sacrifice everything for that, for the extension of Krishna consciousness to others. If Prabhupada didn't choose, wasn't compelled by the voice of Saraswati Thakur in his heart to come, none of us would be, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. So, and we have to be candid with ourselves and sincere, earnest.
И нам следует быть честными и правдивыми, искренними с самими собой.
Not seeking excuses for lack of participation in spiritual practices. But when one is genuinely overwhelmed with other service, that is celebrated.
Честными в отношении того, чтобы не искать прилоги, оправдания, извинения для своего неучастия какой-то той или иной духовной деятельности.
So,
возможен отказ от каких-то духовных деятельностей только в том случае, если подлинная вовлеченность проповедь присутствует.
So, Srila Guru Maharaj used this expression Atma Samiksha, means self-analysis.
Srila Guru Maharaj
And we have one additional caution, is that we have a very strong tendency towards self-deception. So, we shall not whimsically give up spiritual practices.
основываясь на своих прихотях и капризах.
But this, what is all of this meant for? Is to promote the flow of heart. Atyahara prayasascha prajalpo niyamagraha. Rupa Goswami also advises two sides of the same coin. Caution.
Обращаясь к этому предмету, говорит, две стороны одного момента, два предостережения он дает.
Mindlessly following.
Он говорит о том, чего следует избегать. Первое, это безумно следовать.
And whimsical abandon.
Второе, это основанное на прихоти, пренебрежении, ничем не мотивированное от вас, что-то, чему-то следует.
So when we say Krishna, we use this word consciousness a lot, Krishna consciousness, the implication being you should be conscious of what you're doing or not doing, as the case may be. Other times, Guru Maharaj used to use another expression. He'd say, oil your own machine. You know, he'd say, oh, the guy's over there. You know, take care of your own situation. So you'll have to make choices. And what will that be based upon? Considering what you've heard from Guru Vaishnava, the scriptures, senior devotees, your own experience, you'll have to make choices.
И этот выбор будет основан на том, что мы слышали от Гуру и Вишнава, от старших преданных, о том, что говорят Священные Писания, и на нашем собственном опыте.
Best to consult with superiors.
Лучше всего советоваться с теми, кто выше и старше.
But inevitably, you have to choose Krishna consciousness over some other type of consciousness.
Однако неизбежно мы должны выбрать, избрать сознание Кришны, отдать ему предпочтение перед другими видами сознания.
In the end of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna, "Brahmasheta dasheshena yatechasi tatakuru." Tells Arjuna, think about what I've said and then do what you wish to do. That's from Krishna himself. He could compel everyone to obey. He has extended this gift of free will, consciousness, to the individual.
Он наделил нас, индивидуальных существ, этими дарами свободы, воли, независимостью и сознания.
Consider the case I make and do what you will.
Поскольку мы наделены свободой сознания, он говорит далее, обдумай то, что я говорю, обдумай это, и поступай, как знаешь.
But we know, we were speaking earlier of the case of children. There's minority, being a minor and a major. You understand?
Yes.
Right. The child, last night some child, maybe they're doing their homework and their mother, father, guardian says, come on, we're going to the Ethnolife Festival.
И вот, скажем, сидит ребенок и делает уроки. И тут приходит его мать и отец и говорят, бросают слово, учебники, мы отправляемся на фестиваля.
And a child can put the book down. Some superior order is descending. So sometimes Srila Guru Maharaj would say, therefore I take my stand on spiritual common sense.
Фундаментом, на котором я стою, является духовный здравый смысл.